From Los Angeles, California. From our house to your house, you're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And tonight we're live, and it is the 23rd of February. And no matter where you are in the world, make yourselves comfortable. Cuddle up to your computer and get relaxed. And remember, when you listen to the show, you turn the lights down low. Here she is.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, your love doctor, your mother confessor, your ever so slightly twisted little sister, your daughter of the American Revelation, your horny housewife, your pleasure preacher, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. I want to welcome you to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation. I am a sex therapist. That's my day job. Also a sexologist. I study sex. And we can talk about sex, love, life, or death on Radio Suzy One. We talk about all those subjects in one form or another. And you can ask questions, tell stories, you know, it's pretty free form. I have a guest in studio tonight. Sarah Sue is here with us.
Hello.
Hello. Sarah Sue has no mic.
Hello. Hello, Dr.
Welcome
Suzy
back. Or I should say, you should welcome me back to L.A. I've been away.
Welcome back, Suzy.
Thank you.
Good
I've
to have
been
you back.
Yeah.
On my, that is, who is that speaking over there?
Who's that? That is Terry.
Terry, okay. Couldn't see you for a second, Terry.
Wasn't She's sure. on the other side of the screen.
You know, yeah, there, yeah, okay. So Terry and Sarah are here, and I'm back with Brother Dave from...
Well, perhaps we should introduce Terry a little bit because she's a new member of the of the staff.
Well,
here.
I want to say where I'm back from
okay.
first.
All right.
Our Lupercalian Valentine East Coast Adventure in New York at the Cine King Film Festival and Sex Week at Yale, a revolutionary adventure in higher sex education. But we're going to talk about more of that in a moment, as well as all of you, your stuff. Gosh, there's a lot of people in waiting tonight. I should probably go through all of them. But yes, let us introduce Terry. Terry, introduce yourself.
Terry hails from all over the place. Found myself stuck here. Excellent opportunity.
There you go. And Terry is kind of an it girl.
A jack of all trades.
Jack? Maybe a Jill. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, here you are. You're kind of facilitating our community that we have here on Skype, the Skype cast, the communications between us all. And this is this show is all about communication, about all those subjects, sex, love, life, death. So we're just trying to understand Skype. So all of you Skype warriors, you Skypers in diapers that know about how this crazy Skype system works, help us out. Okay, so should we take some people here, see who we got?
Oh,
why
sure.
don't we do that? And then we're going to talk about our adventures in Yale, and we're going to talk about Bonobo Way, our new community, bonoboway.com. So we've got FDB here. Oh, people have suddenly dropped
hello.
Out of way. Hello, hello.
How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Good. I have a very, very personal question I'd like to ask you.
A very personal question. Is it personal
yes.
about you or personal about me?
No, it's personal about me, but
oh, good.
On Skype I feel more free that I can talk about it.
You're very free.
That I don't know.
Nobody knows you here.
Right. That's why I can talk freely.
Talk freely, please. Go right ahead.
Okay. What is that you do for a living? What was that again?
I thought we were going to talk about you, not me.
Yes,
it's okay. It's okay. I am a sex therapist. That's what I do for a living.
Right. So what it?
It's my day job.
Mind you if I ask you a sex question?
Of course, that's what I'm here for.
Right. Okay, well, what the question is involving me and my personal belonging areas, if you know what I mean. Feel free to imagine in certain ways that we not have discovered yet. I'm 33 years old, and I'm planning to get circumcised. Is this a bad deal at the age I'm at?
I think it's fine if that's what you want to do. I think circumcision is something that should be done by adults if that's what they want. I'm against it for children, but I do believe that certainly, you know, adults like to pierce themselves, tattoo themselves, put implants in their bodies. And
Do you know any adults that have been circumcised?
Yes, I do.
And are they anesthetized or anything?
Oh, yeah, of course. Usually
they
just
are.
A local anesthetic.
Local anesthetic.
Yeah, local anesthetic.
What about the pain?
Right, that's a big concern, I think.
That is a concern. It's painful.
And what's the healing process
yeah,
like
the recovery,
on that?
How does that work?
Hopefully it will be done without incident, but, you know, I mean, if it's done well, then
at your age, why do you even want to be circumcised? I mean, it's kind of a novelty. Chicks are kind of into that.
Yeah, may we ask you that question, like, why you want to be circumcised? I personally like an uncut gent.
Like some supernatural herb that you were born with. Well, my boyfriend says that it's very uncomfortable, and he just
your boyfriend. So it's
your boyfriend.
It's an anal circumcision thing.
Oh, okay.
Really, that affects it? I wouldn't think that would be
usually
such a big
factor. Usually, when it's hard, it's the same. You know, once it's hard, it comes out of the foreskin, and you know, it's not like it's hanging around while you're having sex. Oh, and you sound like you're turning into a robot. So.
No. I'm there.
Then, your voice is a little tinny, darling.
Sorry about that.
Anyway, I'm certainly not against it philosophically. Go right ahead. But might want to find out from some guys that have had it done as adults what the healing process is, what kind of ointments you should put on it, and, you know, how to deal with it.
So, are you married?
I am married, yes. I am a married woman. I am a horny housewife.
A lot?
I couldn't hear that. And you know what, darling? Your voice is sounding so Tin Manny. I'm going to put you down into listening. I think we answered your question, though, right?
Thanks for calling, circumcision guy.
Okay, what was that?
You know, I find the whole circumcision, uncircumcision thing to be, like, a fairly fascinating topic.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it is.
I do too.
A very low number of uncircumcised individuals that you sort of run into in your day-to-day life.
It's a surprising thing. It's, you know, you.
And when you see it, I mean, I remember the first time I was like,
whoa.
You know?
Like an elephant.
It was a little
trunk.
Trunk. I didn't know what to do.
What are you swinging there, man?
I don't know how.
Yeah,
I know.
I was weirded out. I thought he was a mutant.
It's a little alien. I'll
okay.
Be, yeah.
Okay. Let's talk to somebody else. Sexy Gary, hello.
Hi.
Hi, what's going on?
I'm doing all right.
You're doing all right.
We're fully Skype-casted, right?
Yeah, we are.
Are.
So you're in United Kingdom.
Yeah, man, from London, brother.
All right.
Ooh.
Mm.
You know,
sexy
Americans love the British accent.
We love those sexy Brits.
We're big fans. Big
we
fan
do.
Of
we
accent.
Think it sounds so cultured.
Oh, my God. It,
refined.
It does funny things to me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, man.
Okay.
That sounds more Jamaican. Man.
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 Okay, so did you have a question or a comment?
I think it's a fun.
Okay, I can't understand him. Do you think that's because of our sound here?
No.
Because I'm getting the same problem I had with the other guy.
It's a Skype guy. I think
don't
it's a poor headset.
Okay. Can you understand a word
don't
he's saying?
Keep hearing man.
I hear
you
the word
what?
Man.
Man, yeah. I got to put you getting. Down into
later,
I'm
man.
Sorry, later, man.
Thanks
okay,
for calling,
so.
Man.
That's my man.
Okay, Daza. What's up, Daza?
Australia.
Ooh. Yes. Melbourne.
Skype has some poor quality tonight.
Yeah.
What's going on, Melbourne? What's going on? Has Melbourne died?
Let's give out the voice number, the real number.
What's that, darling?
can't hear him. Okay,
okay.
Next.
I'm going to move you down into listening. I apologize. You know, this is a technical difficulty. This has nothing to do with your religion or sexual orientation.
That's okay. 213-749.
Oh, right. Okay,
13-30.
We can give out the number. Who's this?
If
wait,
you would
wait,
like to
who's
call.
Ija. Finland. This one's in Finland.
I love Finnish people. I have a
really?
Really good friend who's Finnish.
I don't even know if I have an opinion about Finnish people.
Many Finnish people.
I have a close Finnish friend who went to Finland every year and speaks Finnish.
Oh, I think my sister-in-law's mother is living in Finland and enjoying it. It's cold. Anyway, I can't understand you too well, Finland. But we do have phone numbers you can also call. And we're going to try to get this audio fixed, although it might not be our fault. I think it's
the
guy's fault.
I can't do anything.
Okay.
I'm trying.
So here's the thing. You can call us. If you're in Finland, you have to call our regular number, which is 213-749-1330. If you're anywhere in North America, you can call our toll-free number. Toll-free is 1-866-289-7068. That's 1-866-289-7068. Now, here's the thing. I have a lot of people in waiting, and I don't know if I will be able to hear them. I don't know if they're all going to sound like
we got to try
garbage.
Just try.
Okay,
let's
try.
Just talk for a minute.
Okay.
How about we intro
let
the
me try
show?
A couple more.
Okay.
A bigle.
I could go either way.
Hi.
Okay. I can understand a little bit here. What? Where are you from?
I'm from the Philippines.
Very good. Okay, Philippines.
We
welcome.
Hear you. Pretty good.
Yeah,
I see you are moving on with your life.
Oh, yeah?
And what does that mean?
What?
Abigail.
Abigail.
Yeah, I can hear you clearly.
Can you hear me?
Clearly, yes.
Do you have a question or... Yeah. Yes. Okay, what is your question? Go ahead. Abigail?
Okay, next.
Okay, whoa. Well, that was sounded like sheer nervousness.
Okay,
that
next.
That did not sound
yeah, next,
like...
right.
I don't know. Okay, let's try... Logan Wilburn. Hello.
Logan,
hello? Jesus. I think what's happening is I'm being inundated with people.
I think that technical difficulties are irritating.
They're having some...
And yet unavoidable.
Yeah.
God, why doesn't technology ever work?
Tati...
It's the part of the fun.
Tatio?
Part of the fun.
It is.
Hello?
Part of the fun and frustration.
Okay. Hi, Tatio.
Yes, hello.
Hello. Okay, so Tatio...
Yes, I do have a question, but I don't know.
Tatio, you are in Saudi Arabia, I see.
Yes, I'm Saudi Arabia.
And you want to practice speaking English?
If you allow me.
I will allow you. And do you have a question for me and my guests?
What is the subject? What is the topic? What you are
sex.
About?
I am a sex therapist and a sexologist and a sex maniac. I talk about sex.
I do have
I'm a
sex,
sex therapist.
I don't have a question.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, I don't have a question.
You don't have a question.
I don't like this subject.
You don't like the subject.
Okay.
Wait. No, that's very interesting, though. How do you not like the subject of sex? I mean...
No, I don't like...
You don't like it?
I'm sorry to come here, I'm sorry.
Do you enjoy engaging in sexual activity? Is it discussing sex?
It is something secret.
Secret. Oh, that's so hot.
Not to be discussed.
Secret.
No, I appreciate that. right? I guess a little bit.
Hidden.
Why does it have to be secret, though?
Because it's sexier that way, maybe.
Mm.
For him.
I bet he has crazy sex. He keeps it all a secret.
I don't know.
Do you talk about it with your friends, your confidants? Is there anyone who you feel comfortable discussing sex with, or is it just something
you
feel
really
openly discussed?
Did you really think, ladies, that you could force this Saudi Arabian man to talk about sex with you?
Yeah, I did.
He's gone. We're trying to encourage.
He's gone.
He's gone. He's not scared.
Oh, he didn't want to talk about sex. Okay.
He thinks it's something secret, though. That's so cool.
I'm
you know?
Just glad I could hear him.
I'm glad Sasha. He gave us a little piece of
Sasha
him.
Sasha, no love.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
I love sex very, 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 very much.
Ah, very, very good.
Good.
You are Arabic and you are 21, a perfect age. Very good.
Very, very, very much.
Very.
That's very, very, very good.
Very good.
So, do you have a question about sex?
I speak Arabic.
You speak Arabic.
You speak a little English.
You speak more English than we speak Arabic.
But English, by fear.
All right. Well, you know that one. I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know that word. Okay. So, thank you very much for your announcement. Salam.
No. Wait.
Okay.
You sound so cute. You sound really cute. Too bad that you don't speak English. But I mean, if we were here, that probably wouldn't
that
be a problem.
That wouldn't matter, no. But now we must only use language. That is our only
Since
means.
It is a radio show, all we have is language. But if you were here, then...
We would eat you up.
We could play charades.
Sexual charades?
Whatever.
Oh, we would just eat you up.
So wait, about the loving sex very, very much, what's the punchline?
Okay, see, we're gonna have to say goodbye. We're gonna have to say salam because you're not taking the opportunity to just use any English words you know. You should really be doing that right now.
I will listen you.
What was that? He's trying.
He's interested in you.
You're so cute.
Aww, you're interested in us. Well, you know what? That's very nice.
I want to fuck.
Oh.
I want to fuck.
Fuck.
Who taught him that phrase? That's not fucking English class.
You know what? Okay.
I think it's just universal, really.
I want to fuck.
I want to fuck.
It's pretty much when you're learning a new language, you go, how do I say I want to fuck?
Now, here's the thing. There's a lot of people
that,
this is very charming to us, but there's a lot of people that are offended by hearing that word.
Yes.
What, fuck?
Yes, Sarah.
I thought we were doing an internet radio show.
We are doing an internet radio show.
Censored.
But Skype, I would just...
I'm married.
You're married. Okay, well then it's okay, of course.
Married. Now you can say, I want to fuck all
I am not saying you can't say it. I'm not censoring you. I'm simply saying that some people are offended, and...
I'm worried about those people?
No, I just want to just acknowledge them.
Okay.
You're married. Okay.
Hi, people that are offended.
Okay, you're married. So,
how long have you been married?
Yeah.
Please. I am Mustafa.
Your name's Mustafa. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
I know a Mustafa. He's really cute. He works for my gas station.
And you're married. You're 21 and you're married. How old is your wife? 20?
Only
19. So? You got a hot 19-year-old wife. That's cool.
So does she like sex as much as you do? Does the wife like sex?
You got to fix your microphone.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's a problem, darling.
That's a problem.
That's a problem. Okay. We got static.
We can deal with the language, but we cannot
deal with the static.
Okay.
All right.
Technology.
Salam to you, and we do want to hear about your hot 19-year-old wife.
That was cute.
Okay.
She likes sex very, very much.
I hope she does.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, here we have
Nashi. Really enthusiastic.
Nashi 69. Okay. Hello. Nashi 69. Are you there? 69.
No.
Nashi 69?
Nope. Okay, Nashi. Bye.
Okay, now we have Cadroguet. Cadroguet. Hello?
Hey.
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 What's up?
Word.
Okay. Pretty much. I'm a guy from walking around on an airplane. Yeah, I'm 22.
Get a little bit farther away from your microphone.
You're garbling.
It sounds like you're too close to your mic.
Yeah, I'm in my laptop right now, so I don't feel like I can help my friend. It's far away from me. Okay, I'm going to try.
Can anyone understand what he's saying?
He's going to try. The microphone's already far away, but blah, blah. He's got an accent, too. It's tough.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it's better.
You're
it's a little better.
Hot.
It's a little
we
better.
We got a lot of hot-sounding callers, but I just...
Let it get
out.
Yeah,
everyone sounds a little drunk tonight.
Trouble
actually.
Communicating with them.
No.
I like sex very, 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 very much.
He was just high on sex. Okay, Cadroguet, do you have a question, perhaps, that you could ask us, or something like that?
Yeah.
What?
I'm just a young guy and everything.
It's not happening.
I can't hear you. Okay.
It's I'm sorry, it's a little bit of noise pollution there. Okay, let's try... Scorpion King here.
Ooh, I once knew someone online named Scorpion King.
Yeah.
He was alright.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. Oh, Scorpion King, you sound good.
Nice and clear.
How's it going?
Very good, thank you.
Hi, Scorpion King.
How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
You're in New York. I was just in New York.
New York.
Yeah, I'm in New York, and I also speak Arabic, too.
You speak Arabic, and your accent is kind of sexy.
How do you say, I like sex very, 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 very much in Arabic?
That guy was an idiot.
That guy was an idiot!
So when I meet somebody, I say, if I want to say I like sex very much, I say,
that guy was an idiot.
He was in Saudi Arabia. He was, I think
he was Egyptian, I can hear from him.
Yeah, no,
oh, no, you're
Egyptian.
Right, you're right. The other guy was in Saudi Arabia, the guy that didn't want to talk about sex.
Egypt.
The reason why
big
he doesn't
fan.
Want to talk about sex is because I think he's like a Saudi Arabian, they're very religious.
He's afraid of getting beheaded.
Yeah, why did he fucking call? How did he somehow get hooked up with us?
Well,
you know,
because people do that on Skype. That's
just
what happened. Just
call to say I don't like this sexual discussion?
No, I think he was just, he wanted to practice his English. So you're in New York, and where are you from originally, Scorpion King?
From Egypt, yeah.
You're from Egypt.
You're from Egypt. Okay.
The land of Cleopatra.
I have a hot Egyptian.
One of
I know.
My mentors. Yeah. Do you have a question for us, or some story to tell us?
What is this about?
Sex.
This is about, I am a sex therapist, and, well, I talk about sex, but, you know, we can also talk about...
Politics,
love. Relationships. We can also talk about religion.
Do you guys ever talk about
philosophy
while you're having sex? Does that ever, like, do they ever blend that much?
I do sometimes.
Fuck Clinton. No, fuck Obama. No, fuck me.
No, it's not quite like that.
Does that ever happen? Because I could do that, maybe. I mean, if I was really into
it. Try it next time.
Maybe.
Give it a test drive.
I think people should do more fighting and fucking.
Scorpion King,
did
you have a question?
Yeah, I wanted to ask, what are we going to talk about sex? Like, there's nothing to say about sex. The only thing is you just do it.
There's nothing to say about sex.
Well, I don't think
there's nothing.
You just have sex. That's it.
Just.
Well, why don't you not?
Must not be having
why should you
sex
talk
then?
About food? I mean, why don't you just eat?
I think people that talk about sex, like if they have problems, like for example.
I think people that talk about food have problems.
Wait a minute. Let him finish. For example, go ahead.
Oh.
For example, like I think a person will talk about sex. Like for example, my penis doesn't get hard, stuff like that. But
they have problems.
I don't know.
Well, they're just exceptionally into it. Like, maybe you're just really into sex.
There are many different ways to talk about sex.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't have to be just problems.
No, not at all. A question doesn't have to be a problem. But maybe when I asked if you had a question, the first thing you thought of was a problem, and you didn't want to talk about that.
So basically,
so you
your penis isn't hard.
perhaps, that was the question you came up with as an example.
No.
I'm 24 years old, believe me. I like that very hard to ask you.
Okay. Are you married?
No.
Do you have sex with anyone?
Of course I do, and I don't enjoy
of
it.
Of course you do.
A lot of
you
enjoyment.
Don't, did you say you do enjoy it?
No.
No, you don't enjoy sex.
I don't enjoy it anymore.
You don't enjoy it. And you don't think that's a problem?
That's a fucking problem.
That's a big problem.
Oh. Can I say fucking still, Susie?
Well, you know, Sarah, you could use some other word.
But
oh, but it's such a great word.
It is a great word, but...
Fucking.
You know,
it's a
I don't know.
Fucking word.
I mean, all I know is we got flagged by the community.
We got flagged.
Yeah.
Just now?
Okay. No, not
community.
Now. No.
Hang on.
No.
Community.
Didn't that happen a while ago?
Listen
oh,
to
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
For the
you
day.
Fucking flag us, then I will... be pissed.
Right.
I do not support. I do not support the flagging for the F word.
Exactly. A very special thing.
No, a very secret thing.
It's a what? It's very special and what?
It's very special. You should do it once in a while because.
Once in a while.
Once in a while would be about how often?
Well, like I think once every 2-3 weeks.
Once every two, 3 weeks. That's not very often.
No, that would be more than I'm
no,
currently
wait a minute.
Having it.
Yeah, but that's, no, but as a married person, I would say that's not often enough. I
well,
mean,
you said,
if
married?
You're a single person, yeah. Okay. But you're single. I would hope when you get married, you'll do it more often.
If I could only have sex once every 3 weeks, my penis would divorce me.
Is it just sex with the same woman that you stop enjoying? Do you find more pleasure out of different varying sexual partners or being in a committed relationship and having one partner, which is more appealing to you?
Wow, that was a complicated question.
Sometimes, like, for example, sometimes I have sex with a girl and she's loose, you know what I mean? She's
loose.
Right, these loose women.
Yep.
Hey, you guys, you shouldn't be laughing about that.
Really?
That's
really?
A real problem for
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, there's a lot of loose
there's
women.
There's a lot of loose
true.
Women. I've heard that
how
problem.
Do you,
yeah.
How do you know if you're loose?
Well, you
well
see
when
walking,
the guy can't feel the friction.
But then they would never say that. They would never be like,
hey that's
hey,
like,
baby, I can't fucking feel anything.
No, they don't
is
usually
that
say
in?
That. They're
no,
saying
I,
that
I
to
know.
Us.
That's how you know.
And here you go, and you laughed
in.
At him. And he was just trying, he was just sharing something.
Yeah.
This is a guy that said a moment ago that there was nothing to say about sex. Now he's sharing a problem that he has.
Right, that there's a lot of loose women.
That there's a lot of loose women, which means his penis is probably not real big.
Well,
no, 7 inches.
7 inches.
That's a good sign.
Average.
So you're hanging out with some loose women. What do you got? Are you going with women who have had like 5 kids?
No, not about 5 kids. Women that fucked a lot. Let's try this one.
That fucked a lot.
Oh, fuck.
Well, maybe you're just
really
the wrong
that
women.
Much that they're all. I mean, these are women that are your age and they're 20.
No, I think he means loose by meaning that they fuck a lot.
You don't mean physically.
Not physically, right?
Exactly. Like
okay.
Kind of
just loose women. What?
You mean you just mean women that do
am
a lot?
Am I that fucking lost?
Wait. No, wait.
Wait, you feel it?
Scorpion King.
Right, the
do you mean
is physically?
Is it
acceptable.
A physical problem or is it a spiritual problem with looseness?
Well, it's a big problem. It's a big problem
it's
that
a
we
big
deal
problem.
With in the States over here because
it's in the States, Susan. This is a lot of
are
loose women.
Are you talking
women.
About a social problem
so,
now?
Social. Susan,
okay,
yes,
so
social.
We're not talking about
no,
vaginal...
No.
Like,
I think we're still talking about
no,
a vaginal
no,
problem.
No, we are talking about
tell.
A lot of loose women in the United States. Yes, we let our women go out. You notice in New York, there's a lot of women on the loose.
So your social commentary. It's your social commentary.
Yeah. Fucking braless. I do all sorts of crazy shit.
What? How about loose... Wait. I got to ask the question again, darling. I didn't hear that.
okay, when a woman is going to have a lot of sex,
yes,
what happens is that she becomes loose. She's not tight anymore.
So you are talking about the physical vagina.
Ew.
Really?
He is talking about both in a way. He's talking about that loose women have loose pussies and loose lips sink ships.
The answer,
and,
right.
You know.
The answer to that is you strap a board across your ass.
No. I'm sorry. I'm bad. I deserve to be censored.
It's the right answer, but then you lead to a secondary loose problem.
You do.
Right? And then what? And then, all day long, gets tiring, you know?
Well, you could always go with a girl who hasn't had a lot of sex partners.
Right.
How about that? Why don't you go with a girl who's only had a couple of sex partners?
Be a little more selective about your women choice.
The phones sound like they're ringing off the hook.
The phones are ringing off the hook.
Who's answering the phone?
Somebody is, but all the lines are lit up.
Okay, we don't
hear.
We all want to chime in on our loose discussion.
All right.
Hang on. Okay, so the caller's cute. He introduces us to the subject matter, and now we have the subject matter to discuss, right?
Which is we do. I mean, how
phenomenon.
Much discussion should we give it?
Well, okay,
basically,
Susie, as the sex expert,
there are
in the
surgeries
room,
that are done to tighten women's
vagina. Wait,
surgery.
No.
Yes.
How much sex needs to happen before you're actually loose? Like, what makes you loose? How do you avoid looseness?
Looseness is in the penis of the beholder. I mean, you know, especially since this particular gentleman is telling us that women in general are loose, that makes me feel as though
he still
tends
online?
To perceive looseness. Yes,
yeah,
he is. Absolutely.
Or
yeah.
Tending
hey,
to choose
done,
women that have
you
loose
done anal?
Tendencies.
How's anal?
I think it's an exit. You're not supposed to push it.
Okay, that's fine. We don't want to go there.
That's an odd part.
I just wanted to check.
That's fine.
Because
yes,
if
check.
It feels loose anal,
a lot of guys
well,
who think it is
that
who
means
feels
a
loose,
serious
they
problem.
Want they want to go up the other end. You know.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
We got three guys waiting online.
To hold here,
okay, so Scorpion King.
Okay.
You know,
so surgery, Stacey, do you know anyone that's done that surgery?
Tell your woman to do PC muscle exercises. Do you know what the PC muscle is, Scorpion King?
No,
the pubococcygeus muscle. It's also called the Kegel muscle.
Pubococcygeus.
Yes.
I never knew
this
what
is the muscle that you squeeze.
Pubococcygeus?
Yeah. You
I would go...
If a woman, it doesn't matter how loose she is, if she can squeeze her pubococcygeus muscle, which is the muscle right between your genitals and your anus... It's your pussy muscle, essentially. It's the muscle you squeeze when you want to stop yourself from urinating, if you're in the middle of a urination.
Have you ever used Benoit balls?
Sure, you can use those to practice.
To practice what, the PC
the
thing?
The PC muscle
so,
exercise.
Okay, can I ask you a
squeeze
question? Sex therapist online.
And release.
And I get free questions.
Yep.
So I purchased these Benoit balls on goodvibes.com. And I really don't know what to do. I mean... Is
you know, I'm not a big fan of Benoit balls.
Do they come with, like, instructions or anything? It's just like a box
You can just
of
stick
balls.
Them inside of you. And
I know. I tried that. And it was fun.
Yeah.
You
it's
know?
Sort of fun.
And then what?
Right. You kind of can pull them in and out. Do they have a string? Do they have a string in between them?
No, there's no string. They're like those stress balls. like,
are you sure that's not what you accidentally bought?
Yeah, right? I'm like, should I wear these to work?
You know, you could.
I don't know what the strategy is.
I must say, as a sex therapist, I'm not a big fan of them.
You're not a big fan. So as a PC muscle consultant, like, what's
no,
the
I
best?
Would I would advise using a stainless steel vaginal barbell or a glass dildo. Like XTC glass
so
makes a Pyrexion.
So you have to schedule like exercise time in with the
vaginal
exercises.
You don't need to use those things. You can do it right now in the seat you are sitting in.
Right
and
now.
No one would know. I wouldn't know if you want to do it. I'm doing it.
Can I ask a random question? Since
now.
I suck at anatomy.
Squeeze.
I have
right
an anatomy.
And
I did.
And
already.
Squeeze. Squeeze it.
Okay.
Everyone. Squeeze it.
Squeezing.
Squeeze it. And release it. And you can work yourself up into an orgasm doing that. And as you do it, you tighten your vaginal muscles. Okay, Scrotum King? You
got to
teach your women how to do this. That's what you got
to
do in the land of the loose women.
Especially the loose ones, right?
Got to teach those loose women how to tighten up their vaginal muscles.
Wait a minute. What do you say? Harriet? Your thing is really loose.
No, you don't say that.
No,
what you say.
Slow down, everybody. Don't talk over each other because it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
You can't hear anything.
That's true. Okay, so let's talk to some people that are on the line. Let's talk to Joe in Chicago, who claims to be a big fan of
mine.
They're all gone. Some fan.
Yeah, they're all gone.
Joe from Chicago.
They were enjoying our PC muscle conversation.
There were three of them exercising over there. Scorpion King, do you have enough information? Can we let you go now and talk to someone else if you can? Calm, trying to hold your pee is the same as flexing your PC muscle. That's the question. Just try not to talk over each other because otherwise we can't hear a thing. Braz23, hello.
Brazil. I'm from Brazil, actually. How you doing, girl?
You're from Brazil, and you're in Jacksonville, United States.
Welcome
to Radio Susie One. I'm here with Sarah Sue and Terry and Brother Dave. And
nice
you are here among us. And do you have a question for us or a subject you'd like to discuss?
Yeah, something that, my ex-girlfriend, she told me because I like to have sex so many times in a day.
How many times a day?
Yeah, like seven, eight times a day,
every day.
Your girlfriend likes to do that.
Seven, 8 times a day, you like to do that.
You have jobs? You guys both have full-time jobs?
Saturday, Sunday, she goes to the school, and then she comes over to my house,
Is that like 7 or 8 times in a row? That's what I mean. Who wouldn't want to have sex 8 times in a day? But I mean, I just don't know how to schedule that.
You can do that maybe a few times, but not every day. Let's just find out about you, Brazil. Brazil, what kind of work do you do?
Actually, I'm just studying right now.
You're studying.
How old are you?
I'm in college. Yeah.
You need to get into a more challenging field of study. You have too much time on your hands. I love sex, okay? I'm the biggest proponent of sex you'll ever meet on the airwaves. But 6 or 7 times a day, every day?
7 or 8.
I mean, okay, it's nothing. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not like it's not like bombing someone or...
Maybe he's really fast.
No, really.
Let me ask you a question. Are you ejaculating that many times?
Yeah.
How old are you?
23.
Okay. Well, I guess you could ejaculate that many times
sexual
at 23.
Sexual prime.
Yeah, but it wears out a girl.
It does.
Why don't you learn the fine art of masturbation?
No, when it's just good. Seven or eight.
You've got to get your edge off.
Well,
you've got
to him out too. I mean, you're equally.
You've got to spank
exhausting.
A monkey. You've got to
physically exhausting.
Spank that monkey.
It's like working out at the gym. You got
to
fight through the burn.
I don't need to do it anymore.
Well, if you keep doing that, she's gonna get loose.
That was very funny. We gotta watch out for those loose women. But then they come to me and I teach them the PC muscle exercise.
Wait, what's the exercise? You just squeeze, do it right now.
And release.
What's the fucking lesson there? That's like pretty obvious.
No, it's not obvious because you have to do it 10 times in the morning. 10 times in the evening.
Okay.
Ten times in the afternoon.
And you try to
get to squeeze it for longer periods of time. And you also do it during sex.
Absolutely during sex.
Okay.
Got that?
Does it ever get crazy muscular? Like,
yeah, you can squeeze it
painful?
Too hard.
Can you, like,
yeah,
hurt
I
them?
Have. Well, first of all, you can squeeze it too hard and kind of rupture it. So don't
rupture
do that.
What? Rupture yourself or rupture
your
the penis?
Your PC muscle. Oh, you could also rupture the penis. That's
can you
true.
Rupture the penis?
Yes.
Because if
could,
you can...
I have heard of that.
I'm about to rupture it. So I can be like, you know what? Don't fuck with
there
me.
There are
fuck
some...
Fuck with me, watch this.
There are some... I have heard of that. I have not done that myself, nor do
I have...
Want to.
I have pushed men out before with the power of...
Yeah. Oh, sure.
And, you know, there have been some bending accidents involved.
Really?
Yeah,
really
bending
danger.
Accidents. Yeah.
There was a
ones.
Bending accident once. It was a little nerve-wracking.
I've never had a PC bending
in
accident.
In your 7 or 8 times
it was
a day,
penis.
Do you ever have a
bending
accident in Brazil?
Have you ever been...
I'm sorry,
have you ever been...
bent?
Bent of what? Sperm?
Your penis, has it ever been bent in half?
By your...
Yeah.
No. No, you got a tough penis. This is a man of steel.
All right. Then.
Okay, well, our advice to you is to, you know, do what God intended. If God had intended you not to masturbate, he would have made your arm shorter.
Like the T-Rex?
That's right.
Poor,
right.
Sad, lonely T-Rex.
Like the T-Rex,
love
right.
That's why he's so angry.
The T-Rex is so angry because he can't
masturbate.
He cannot love
self-pleasure
himself
ever.
And he disappeared from the earth.
Definitely. There are no more T-Rexes.
Right? No one can live like that.
Are there any animals like that around?
Lack of sexual gratification. That's the newest theory as to the disappearance.
Are kangaroos kind of like that?
Oh, poor kangaroos.
Kangaroos can't spank
maybe
a monkey.
Maybe the pocket does some sort of
rubbing.
Rubbing,
dub it, dub it. But that's
does
the woman.
If you
what do the
enough.
Poor guys do? Oh, God.
Create enough friction
right.
There.
So,
in
Brazil,
the pocket.
Have we given you sufficient ammunition for your next...
fucking the monk's not really an option for me because, you know, it just don't feel the same. You know, the same thing as a girl.
It's not supposed to be the same. It's different. There are many different... wonderful sexual experiences in life. And if you want to do it 7 or 8 times a day, one of those wonderful sexual experiences should be with yourself. Maybe 2 or 3.
But wait a minute. If he's doing it with his girlfriend, why should he be masturbating?
Because she doesn't want to do it 7 or 8 times
a
day.
Higher sex drive than her.
Gotcha,
right?
Gotcha.
She'd like to do it, you know, gotcha. 4 or 5, okay?
How do you feel about masturbation for the other, you know, 3 or 4?
Well, that's
orgasms.
What he doesn't want to do.
No?
And stay away from Terry or you'll be ejected.
Or have two...
and possibly bent.
Now, here's the thing, Brazil. You could have more than one girlfriend.
You know, just listen, imagine this. You know about fighter pilots, right?
I'm so glad I shared this story.
She presses that button, baby.
Button.
Yeah.
Out you go.
Faster than a pocket rocket.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of a cool skill. If you're, like, over it, it you, can know, be you can be like, you know.
Okay, out with you.
I'm kind of over
that. That's enough.
Eject.
All right, anyway.
We should teach your girlfriend that skill.
She
took her class.
She what?
She told a couple of her friends, you know, girls, some of her friends. And then, the lobby, me and her, we're not going to live together.
Yeah, well, you should see the guys on the ceiling that we have to scrape off every day.
Okay, so you're going to have a few...
Okay.
Okay, so what is this here? I got something I can't read.
All right, anyway...
Bonobo Way Chat.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sitting here all lonely. Any listeners that are, like, super enwrapped in our vagina conversation should go to bonoboway.com. There's a new chat option. You can just click the chat link.
Well, I think this subject of PC muscles is...
Well, we have a live chat going on.
I'm the only one in it. Come talk to me.
Oh.
Come talk to us.
If you have a PC muscle...
Bonoboway.com.
Bonoboway.com. It's B-O-N-O-B-O. B-O-N-O-B-O.
Why don't you go in there, Brazil? It might take the edge off.
Yeah, Brazil.
Yeah.
Come on.
Go in there.
Yeah,
I think that's too much for
maybe him. Maybe Terry will cyber you. Maybe.
Bonoboway.com.
Thank you for that.
Maybe the other listeners caught that.
All right, so, okay, we're done with this gentleman.
Okay, we're done. Bye, Brazil.
Bye, Brazil.
Bye, Brazil.
Good luck. Good luck with the 7
Love
to 8
yourself.
Times a day.
Okay.
Masturbation's good for you.
Love
yes,
yourself
seven or eight
often.
Times a day. Wow. No, he wants to do
seven
his girlfriend
or eight times a day.
She must have
seriously,
skin abrasions.
How many hours are in a day?
Lycoline.
24.
Hello.
Is that a multiple of 8?
Lycoline. Hello. Lycoline.
Close.
Lycoline.
3 hours? I guess.
Come in.
That's all right.
Come in.
Hello.
Oh.
Hi. Lycoline. Hey, quiet. Lycoline is calling from Saudi Arabia, and she is a female.
Oh, yes.
Mary.
I'm calling from Saudi Arabia, but I'm a Filipina.
But you're Filipina? Or European, did you say?
Filipina.
Filipina?
Yeah. I'm from the Philippines.
Philippines, right. You are Filipina.
Man, I just dated someone from the Philippines. So
and you're living in Saudi Arabia. Are you
violently.
Working? Are you working there, or are you? You're what?
Anyway, about the PC thing.
The PC thing.
Yeah. Good subject.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's true.
Tighten up by doing your PC muscle exercises.
That's right.
You know?
All right.
I'm doing mine right now. Are you doing yours, Mary?
I do it every time someone mentions it. And how good it is. I go, oh, yeah, that's a good thing to do.
You need to get in the habit of doing it while you're sitting in front of your laptop coding. Just, you know, exercising. The thing about it is...
I should code it in. Like, every time I post on Basecamp...
Sometimes while you're doing it, you can really turn yourself on, especially if your underwear is sort of situated in
and
a certain
by the way...
way.
Yeah.
If I could literally orgasm from that, I would probably do it more often.
I've never been able to orgasm
from it.
Not to, I need
you
to
have
practice.
Oh,
okay, wait. One at a time, one at a time, one at a time.
Pick me. Susie,
wait, let's hear from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah,
Susie, did you have to practice in order to orgasm from that? Is that something
yes,
you can learn?
Yes, you can learn
that. Is that possible?
The answer
to
is yes, I have learned that.
Okay.
I can teach you that, my
dear.
How long
did it take you to learn that?
Sensei,
a few months.
A few months.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's,
now let's hear from Mary
caller,
in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. Okay, Mary. So tell us what's going on. How's Saudi Arabia?
Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
We're
here.
Okay.
What's the answer I want to ask?
What?
Whoa! Did not understand.
I heard the
that.
Word ask.
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 Oh, ask.
Yeah.
We.
Ass.
Oh, ass.
Ass. You were talking about an ass.
I think she said ass.
What is the question about?
No. I said I want to say something.
She's breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's really
Arabia
sad
girl.
That we can't talk to the cute Saudi Arabian girl.
Filipino girl.
Well, she's a Filipina girl. I know. You're a Filipina girl in Saudi Arabia. That's really...
That is
sounds
weird.
Dangerous.
I had a Skype friend who said she's seven. My son is big fucker when she's fat.
You know, you sound so sweet, but it's really, we
doesn't
really can't
like
understand
it. Doesn't sound like you're saying
it.
Fuck a lot? Like, every other word is fuck. She's like, I have a Skype friend, and he said we should fuck, and we should fuck a lot, and what the fuck?
Maybe she should go talk to Brazil.
I swear, that's what she said.
Is that what you're saying, Mary?
Mary?
Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Wouldn't that suck if she could hear us perfectly clearly, and we can hear her super...
It would be nice. All right, I'm going to have to let you go, Mary.
We can't hear you.
We can't hear you.
All right, what line is he on?
Okay, we got a phone call now.
Yeah, I know. What is his name?
His name is Philip.
Okay, let's talk to Philip.
Let me see if I can find him here.
All right, then.
Hold on. Line two.
And I should also put up the Skype person. Okay. Wait.
Hello, Philip.
We have a lot of callers tonight.
Yes,
oh, it's great.
We do. We have a lot of callers.
Hi,
Philip.
You're already hot.
Hi, Philip.
Hey, Philip, right. What's going on?
He has a question.
I'll give a call back on another night then.
No. We can talk to you.
What's going on?
Well, I have a neighbor, and She's still back home over the last few weeks. She has two kids, and it's just she's raising her kids. And I went to the jacuzzi and stuff, came back, and her daughter's getting a bad grade in school. It's kind of fast, but I've been tutoring her daughter, and it's all been fine. And that, but her mother came over and was mad, and then was like totally, you know, proposing and wanted me to have sex with her.
Her mother.
Her mother wants you to have sex with her, or?
Yeah, maybe because she's thinking I'm having sex with her daughter, which I'm not, because I'm just helping her in her high school classes.
I see.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Wow.
And then
she's got really hot, really fast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's, the daughters are really hot.
How old is the daughter?
Yeah, and...
She's like 16.
The daughter is too young.
Boobs and...
I love a Lolita complex.
Lolita.
Yeah, and also, and you know, like a little, like, thing up by her eyeball, like a tattoo or something, and...
The daughter does?
Yeah, and she's like...
She's hardcore, then.
Hmm.
And the mom, is she still married? Husband's around?
No, she's divorced because she's raising them on her own.
So she's single.
She's single.
Well, why don't you do her? What's the problem with doing her?
Well, the daughters... For some reason, I'm like, you know, if they need help in math or, you know, algebra, you know,
that's
biology.
That's math and algebra.
Oh, God.
It's only the older daughter, and that's it. But the mother came over and knocked at my door and came in and it was kind of, you know, questioning me. But she's also being really like, flirtatious and sexy. And actually, one time... when the daughters weren't there, she said, lie down, and she gave me a really big, she rubbed me down and gave me a big blowjob.
The mother?
The mother did.
Yeah,
so you've already had sex with the mother.
You had a blowjob with the mother.
Yeah, and I didn't even know it. She said, lay down.
You didn't know you had a blowjob.
I did. It's like when you're not.
You started as a penis massage. I was like, sure, you can massage my penis.
Perfectly innocent.
Perfectly innocent. Everyone massages each other's penises.
Oh yeah. So now, what is your question?
How do I get more blowjobs like that?
How do you get more blowjobs? My question is, what is her address?
How do you continue the pattern of blowjobs?
Let me say, I think you should hit the mother-daughter
thing. The
mother
sounds like she's up for it.
I go mother-daughter.
I would not approve of hitting the daughter. And
I approve.
Sarah, you would not either. You are supposed to be mentoring these young people.
Really? Oh, I'm supposed to be something or other.
Not living vicariously for them.
Whatever it is I'm supposed to be, I will be.
If the daughter gets mad at you and reports you, you will go to jail.
But see... Okay.
How old is the daughter?
Wait. Statutory rape, as far as I know, is pretty much enforced by the parent. So if you buy in the parent, then...
You know, Michael Jackson thought he was doing that. That's what he thought he was doing.
Then you're in he was trying to do the parent and the kid?
No, he thought he was buying in for the parent.
When you're fucking 16, 17, 18, I mean, you're pretty close, you know?
No, you can still get in trouble.
Huge trouble for the rest of your life. Okay, I agree with Susie on that.
Don't do anything with a 16-year-old.
Nothing. Don't do anything with her.
Oh, how old is the older daughter? Is she over 18?
I think she's like...
Wait, there's an older daughter?
Ooh, saucier.
There's two daughters and a mom? This is retarded. I'm going to go home and write a porno screenplay right now.
The wonder, the younger daughter that's like 14, I think around that age is the one that I'm getting.
That's way too young. I do not approve of 14.
You are going to just have to keep your feelings to yourself.
It's pretty much going to
hell. Wait. Is the 14-year-old the one that you are actively tutoring?
Yes.
Okay.
And totally just tutoring.
Okay.
Because she was...
Absolutely. 14 is unacceptable.
It is unacceptable. And as long as you know that line, you can
16 is hugely questionable.
It is.
But
hugely questionable.
17 is pretty much all right.
So you don't get aroused while you're tutoring, do you?
18,
no,
you know.
Not this 14-year-old, no.
Okay.
Because you've got enough going on with blowjobs.
No, but her sister, you know, it's right across the hall in my condo complex. and her mother knows the door's open, and but when her sister comes by, sometimes she's yelling because she's having a fight with her boyfriend in the hall, and sometimes she's coming back just with a pissed off attitude. But when she'll like look in with her sister tutoring, and it just gives us look like, what the fuck are you two guys, what are you doing there? And then she looked at me like, you know,
you are going to get into trouble.
Oh yeah.
Wait, where are you? Are you in California? You're in, where are you? What state are you in?
In Reseda.
Reseda, you're in California.
Yeah.
And you got this mad drama going on with an entire family of daughters? How many daughters are there?
Who? There's two and the mother.
Two daughters and a mother.
Chinese.
And how old are you?
They're Japanese.
How old are you?
40.
You're 40?
Okay.
And the mom is how old?
Probably either 40 or 38.
Okay, and the oldest daughter is?
She's
16 and a 14.
The other
so
one's
yeah,
like
38, 14. 16, 14. They live in the
Guess
same...
Guess who's going to jail.
Do they live in the same complex as you? Are
yeah,
they,
right across the hall.
Right across the hall from you?
That's a great story.
Oh,
so fantastic.
Your life? God, man.
At Lake Balboa.
Can I just say, this is what life is about, you know? It's fucking hard. You got to make these choices and shit's retarded, you know?
Can I ask you a
very... This is what life is about, you know?
Tough.
But these Chinese... they're like Japanese. They're really like, it's weird.
They're Asian. They're all Asian.
But they fight too. And they go in. They close their door. Fine.
The girls, all four. There's three girls living in an apartment together.
Yeah, it's a mother and.
And they're
girls.
Asian. They're Japanese.
Yes.
And you're a white guy.
Yes.
So a white guy with three.
Japanese.
Japanese.
And so this is a Japanese.
And you want to do them all.
Blowjob that you got from the housewife.
Dude, can I just
say a blowjob?
I'm going to think about this later. All right, I'm gonna save this one for myself, and I'm gonna think about it later. That's my thing.
When the girls were not there, she knocked my door and came in, and I was just like, okay, hi, how are you? And she was thanking me for helping out with homework, and she apologized for the old one, because the one that's 16 is like. You know, she's clubbing or doing whatever. You know, she's just...
She's a horror already.
Going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So she was saying thank you for the younger one because her grades have gone up because I can teach real fast on math and give them good, you know, cut weight.
You're good at what you do.
What's your real job? What do you do?
It's program management for finance at El Segundo, like Raytheon.
Okay. Program management. It's like,
yeah.
Is that people
it's
management?
Management doing finance and planning. It's basically a number crunching.
Okay,
and
a lot
forecasting.
Of numbers, and then so you do math on the side because you're a math guy, you're a numbers
guy.
Yeah,
it's math all day.
Are you hot? Do you think you're a hot guy? Do you generally get girls?
No.
I used to get a lot of them, but I got divorced a while ago, and I just didn't.
So have you had a lot of action before this Asian family moved in? I mean...
No. I haven't had a lot of action because I kind of put myself out of action for like about a year,
okay.
Year and a half.
So the Asian mom is the first blowjob you've gotten in a while.
Yeah.
Now how... Oh my God, your life is so ridiculous. Like, we should write a fucking screenplay about it right now. Seriously, dude. Like, I'm so
how
into it. I'm fascinated.
How aggressive was the mother when she was coming on to you? Did it happen quickly? Did you see a blowjob in your future? Were you just suddenly getting a blowjob? How aggressive
right,
was
she? Right, she must have been eye-fucking you for a while.
It was huge. Because it was like, you know, lay down on like one of those Ginchi or those...
Wait,
those
you were at her
beds.
House?
But like, it's not like a, what do you call it? It's not a couch, but it's like a little bed.
Futon?
You know,
futon.
Yeah, futon.
I have a futon.
And she had candles and lay down and then she rubbed my back with oils. I'm like, okay, it feels good, but then... You know, she pulled the towel off, so now I'm naked because I had a towel around me. And
you have a towel around you.
So
what were you
like
doing with
massage?
Just
a
towel?
Like she
around
was giving
you.
Him
because
a massage.
I put a towel around for the massage.
Massage. She's
oh,
a,
she was
she's
giving
an Asian
him
masseuse.
A massage.
Is she a professional masseuse?
I think she professional or not. I think she's the best professional.
Ooh.
Okay. But everybody should do. Like that is that what she does
masseuse,
for money?
This is the mother of the two daughters.
Yeah, the mother
she's a
had Asian mom masseuse gives guy a fucking massage in his towel and then gives him a blowjob. Like
and all
pulls
he has to
the
do
towel
is
off.
Tutor her girl.
And he's tutoring her daughters and like he's kind of got this you know fantasy going on about the daughters, but then he's getting blowjobs from the mom. I mean it's just. So awesome.
It's twisted, not like an episode of Taboo.
I think she might have been mad at me. Not
God,
mad
you're
at me,
40. I got to say it. This is what life is all about. You know, you're living life. This
I
is.
I think she was mad or she was, like, wondering who I am to her daughters. And I'm so nothing with her daughters and trying to do the right
so
thing.
So she gave
and
you an angry blowjob?
And I think she came over just to take away my, you know, my testosterone or something. It was really weird.
Oh, now you're starting to get a little into voodoo here.
I know, I should get away from that.
but you know, it's true. She might have wanted to take your edge off so you wouldn't molest her daughters.
Yeah, that's
true. She's like a mother hen doing that.
She had a rope with like these little balls on it every 3 inches and she wanted to start putting it up my ass. You know,
ooh, wow.
This will do you good. I said, well, no,
that's
not
the Benoit
right
balls with the rope, right. All right, well, you know, you sound like you kind of lucked out. You just have to be kind of careful so you know, you don't ride this gravy train into jail, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Susie's anti-jail. I'm also anti-jail,
but good luck with future blowjobs. I encourage...
it sounds like you got a good thing going with the... You know, you can fantasize about the girls. Don't touch them.
Right, I agree.
And then you can kind of act it all out.
They're
going to
turn 18
within
a couple of years. You know, your neighbors...
She sounds like the ultimate MILF. You know what a MILF is?
No.
Mother, I'd like to... I'll let Sarah...
I love the F word.
Fuck.
Mother, I'd like to fuck. That's certainly what
your neighbor sounds like. A MILF.
The 16-year-old is already kind of like, you know, doing little things, you know.
Yeah.
So,
no, you can't do the 16-year-old.
Don't
I'm
even,
trying to get you away from that.
Don't,
I'm trying
don't
to make
even
you,
think about
think
it.
Think about the MILF. Think about the MILF, not the 16-year-old.
Because you're going to jail.
Man, I have such a hard time with the underages. I gotta be honest.
you love them.
I have a hard time with the younger boys.
You know,
me and younger boys,
when
we have
whoa.
Not,
when
we
you're
have a good
not
time.
Looking and you haven't had sex in a while and you've been through a divorce and you lost money, but you're building your life back.
You? Is it, you talking
that.
About yourself?
Yeah,
here?
Right.
Yeah, I'm talking about myself.
Okay.
So you know,
you're building your life back, so therefore don't do it with a 16-year-old, okay, buddy?
But yeah, but I'm, you know, I'm starting to get my finances are, you know,
good
better
for you.
Now
good for you.
And
maybe you should
so do
you
the
know,
mom for this.
Do the mom.
Years.
The mom
yeah.
sounds great.
Well,
and then maybe within okay, how 14-year-old? You've got 4 years to wait. Within 4 years, you could be having an amazing threesome. I mean, foursome, right? Foursome.
It's just
with the mom and the now 18-year-old daughter
and two daughters.
All right. Then.
In 4 years,
I don't know if
that
would happen, but
you sound like. See, here's the thing: is Philip, you sound like a naughty boy. You sound like what? Partly what attracts you is doing something that you're not supposed
normal,
to do.
He sounds fairly normal, but he sounds like he's being challenged.
Well,
by
I also
want to
go. I
want to
go out with like you know, not just a Japanese woman either. You know, I want to maybe date a little bit more.
Okay. Well, we're not against that. You can date. So. All right, so that's a whole other subject, and we're going to have to let you go because the phone is ringing and people are waiting, and
okay.
There are other people that have Japanese women that, you know, are driving them crazy.
All right.
So good luck to you, and please, you know, just stay away from the teenagers, okay, darling? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Can I call you guys back sometime?
It's certainly.
Always.
Absolutely. Okay. Yes.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
Bye.
Take care. Salam. Okay. So...
He's not Arab.
No, I'm saying salam to everybody, you know? It's like, you know.
I'm still sitting in this chat room all by myself.
Oh, man.
BonoboWay.com.
Yeah.
Click on chat.
BonoboWay.com. Come on, BonoboWay.com.
If you want some hot sex.
I don't see any people in the Skype cast that we know. You know, these are all new people.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go through a few more of them. I'm not winding up talking about the Yale thing tonight. That's okay. Let's see, Justin Williamson, hello. Justin.
Hello, Dr. Susan.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. What would you like to talk about?
Do you remember me?
Justin Williamson, let's see. You're in Gila. Gila Nam. Gila.
And we're just going to...
Tell me a little bit more about you, for me to know who you are.
Well, I came into your show three months ago and paid you the biggest compliment for respecting your cast and all that.
Thank you so much.
You called me at 10:15 this evening.
I called you. Ah.
Yes, you did.
That's right, I did. And here you are. And I'm so glad to talk to you again. How's it going?
You're very welcome. I'm doing good.
Good.
I'm doing good.
You know, have you been listening for a little while?
Yeah, I just dropped in, actually. I'm sorry.
Yeah, did you have a subject you wanted to talk about tonight?
Well, let's see. How's the East Coast? Or West Coast, I mean.
Well, you know, I was just on the East Coast. I was in New Haven and New York, and it was very exciting and bad weather, but I loved it. And now I'm back in L.A., and we've also got bad weather. And
even bad weather.
We've got rain.
That's what I heard. I heard that the grapevine got snow also.
The grapevine?
Yeah, the grapevine up north. Yeah.
Grapevine up on top of...
Oh, okay.
Where the Flying J is at, up going I-5.
Right, I-5.
Yep. So, anyway.
So where are you located, Justin?
I'm at Gila. There's
Gila. Where's
Gila
that?
Gila Cliff. Gila, New Mexico.
Oh, New Mexico.
It's 30 miles north of Silver City.
Okie dokie. Well, is there anything I can help you with tonight?
No, I'm just returning your call.
Well, my call was to join me in the Skype cast, right? That was my call.
Oh, okay.
That's what it was.
Cool.
So you have joined me.
Sorry about that.
No, that's all right.
That's okay.
We're just learning how to use this whole system here, so...
Still having some technical difficulties.
Right, of course. Skype is full of...
But thank you for returning my call. And
you're very welcome.
I will talk to you later.
Yeah, and call us once in a while.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so let's talk to...
Philip is online. Hi, Philip.
Oh. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is that the box?
Yes.
Hi, it's Philip.
Hi, Philip.
How are you? I called you before.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I called you before.
You called me before?
Yeah.
Tonight?
No, your card, Susan.
In the past, the one-on-one calls, you know?
The card.
The card. The Are you the Philip that was with the Japanese family?
No. It's a client.
I've called you in the past about, you know, how I worship girls and stuff on webcam shows.
Talking to me about worshiping girls on
the card,
webcam shows.
The card.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
Yes. Okay. So, yes.
I'm just doing a show now. We called you together, me and my goddess Amanda.
You have a girl named Amanda that's with you now?
Well, she's on camera, yeah. She's got us, Amanda. We're doing the cam show together, you know?
Ah.
You're watching her right now?
Yeah, she's watching me too. We're watching each other, you know?
What are you doing?
Oh, she has me, you know, get naked and pay her money and stuff. You know, she's sitting there like in a bikini laughing at me and stuff, you know?
Is she naked right now?
Oh, she's going to laugh at you.
No, she's not naked. I'm naked for her.
You're naked for
naked.
Her? And she is clothed?
Yeah, she's wearing a sexy outfit stuff, you know, that I bought for her.
Oh, she's wearing one of the outfits that you bought for her. What kind of outfit?
She was wearing a skirt and heels before, and now she put on a bikini too, you know?
Uh-huh. And so you're naked, and what do you look like naked?
I'm kind of like, you know, a little heavy and stuff, you know?
You're heavy and stuff. Ooh. I see. So, what are your measurements? I mean, how tall and how many pounds?
I'm about 5'8". I weigh about like 235 or so.
Ooh, that's heavy. That's big.
Uh-huh.
Not muscle, huh?
No.
You're kind of a fat boy, huh?
Yeah, as you go on camp, she can laugh at me and stuff, you know?
She's laughing at you.
Yeah, she's listening to the show now, too, so she hears.
So you pay for her to laugh at you?
Yeah, and look at her in a nice office and stuff, you know?
Uh-huh. And so you enjoy being humiliated in that way?
I mean, she's so hot, you know what I mean? The only way I can, you know, get a girl like that to talk to me is, like, you know, giving her money and stuff. And
yeah, I guess the only way you could get a girl like that to talk to you is by giving her money.
Yeah.
But how about the naked part?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you want to be naked in front of her.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yeah, I do, yes.
You want, she probably doesn't want you to be naked in front of her. You want to be naked in front of her, right?
Yeah, she's just laughs at me and stuff. She does, you know, I pay her extra money to get naked for, you know?
Well, you pay her money, so she's willing to do, you know, pretty much whatever you want.
Yes.
So what you want is to be naked in all your fatness in front of this hot girl who's clothed and taking your money.
Yeah.
Can you get off on that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, she's so hot, you know.
Is this a girl you've gone to repeatedly and exchanged cybernetic connections frequently, or do you like different hot women in this position?
I do like three or four girls this way, but over several years, I'm probably like 5 years or so right now, you know?
By the way, the voice that's asking you the questions right now is a hot girl.
Exactly.
I try.
Now, we charge $3 a minute to laugh at you.
Yeah.
What does the other one charge?
What does she charge?
Oh, boy.
Oh, she just gets outfits and stuff.
Do you buy her? This is a woman you have been talking to and seeing for a long time now, the same woman?
Yeah, at least five, 6 years now, yeah.
For how long?
At least 5, 6 years, you know.
5, 6 years. So does she know anything about you?
Yeah, I mean, I sent her money, you know what I mean? She knows my name and stuff, you know. I sent her credit card and stuff, you know.
So it's almost a relationship that you've developed with her.
It is a relationship.
It is.
Yeah, you think?
Of course, she spends time with you.
It's an unconventional relationship, but it is a relationship.
It's kind of conventional in a way. I mean, in the sense that a lot of times women will take money from guys to tolerate them.
Yeah.
That's basically a very conventional relationship. A woman taking money or gifts from a guy, and in exchange for that, she tolerates his presence. Doesn't have sex with him, just tolerates his presence.
We've never been in person yet. It goes over, you know, over the phone and online, you know, never in person yet, you know.
Never in person.
No, not yet.
Would you like to do it in person, or would she? Or?
Yeah, she definitely would. She would. Yeah, I was always chicken.
You're chicken.
Yeah.
What are you afraid she's going to do?
I have me naked in public and that kind of stuff, you know?
Have you naked?
Yeah.
You're the one that wants to be naked.
But I mean, I've seen a person probably do it in public or something like that, you know what I mean? Where other people probably see me, you know?
But you think she's going to make you go out naked in public?
She has already. Yeah.
What'd she do? She tell you to go out onto your patio naked?
Yeah.
Out onto your patio.
Better watch it.
How'd she know you had a patio?
Well, after 6 years.
Right,
learn a thing or two.
No, I think you want to go out naked. I think that's part of what it is, and you just need a girl to tell you to do that. So you just have to be careful what you want to do. She can't make you go out naked.
Maybe she can.
Well. That's not where the power is. The power is not in her. The power is in you. You are the one that allows her
Except
to tell you what to do.
He likes her being in power. That's what turns him on. He doesn't want to hear that he's in power.
Right?
Yeah.
She's the powerful one.
Yeah, I think so too, yeah.
Except, guess what? If you stop paying her, she wouldn't, you know. But anyway. All right, well, you don't have to ever meet her. There's no reason to.
No?
Well, I mean, I'm sure she wants to meet you because she probably figures she can make more money that way.
Well, of course, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, and I would venture to say that she's probably got a pretty good head on her shoulders because she's been playing you for 6 years. So she's probably not going to make you do anything that's really super embarrassing. She probably is going to want to keep you okay in life, you know? Because you're her sugar daddy.
Yeah.
Why would she want to mess that up? She's not an idiot, right?
Not sure, yeah.
So you might want to meet her, because after all, you are in a relationship, then why not meet her?
Yeah,
then you can grovel in her presence.
Naked.
You can bend down in all your fatness and worship her. Sounds a little gross to some people, but, you know, it's all right. It's okay. You can do that. And she wants to do that. And it would probably only cost you a little bit more than all this, you know, long-distance worshiping. 6 years, I think you're entitled to meet her. I think there's a part of you that thinks you don't deserve it.
I'm just scared, you know.
I know you're scared.
It's a scary thing to do, especially when the relationship has been strictly one way, strictly online.
Yeah.
To take it to that next level, it's absolutely terrifying. It's completely understandable.
And you could risk messing it up, you know.
It would change. It would inevitably change the dynamic of your relationship. What direction it would take it in is really up in the air, but it definitely would change the dynamic. There's no way to avoid that.
See, now, if she was the one that was calling me, I'd probably advise her not to meet you. For business purposes, because it could mess things up. But since you're the one that's calling, I would say, for your spiritual development, you know, you should meet her. You should see where it goes.
Yeah.
You should grow in life, you know?
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling it'll work out, because you've got a good relationship. You pay her, she tolerates you.
I pay her a lot, you know.
I didn't understand that last part.
I pay her a lot, you know.
You pay her a lot. There you go. Well, you get what you pay for. I think she'll probably be pretty careful with you to maintain the relationship.
Hello?
Yeah, something just happened. Okay, you're still there. All right, so
All right,
I think you should meet her.
All right.
I think you should let her, you know, into your life a little more. I think she might even like you. How about that?
Okay.
She might even like you. But that probably scares you, because you want to think of her as a hot girl that can't stand you. So she probably just tolerates you for money.
Yeah. Okay.
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 Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much, Philip. Okay.
Okay. So, now, are we back to Skype, or what should we do here? We had a few dropouts there over Philip. Not everybody liked hearing Philip. Some people were grossed out, I think. Derbicht, are you there? Hello? Derbicht? No.
We're also at an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay, I'm just going to see a couple people here, and then we can close up.
Who?
The line phone.
And what does he want?
Sex cam for girls. Hello? Sex cam for girls? Are we all turned on here? Sex cam for girls? I can't hear.
Are we malfunctioning?
We're going to go to line 4.
Oh. Hello?
Hello? Is that the Susan Buck?
Yes, it is.
I'm calling about masturbation.
Okay.
Ooh.
What about masturbation?
I was wondering, could I get off with you?
I don't know. How would you like to get off?
The original question was, he likes cock and he doesn't, but he's not gay.
Is that
really?
Right?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you like cock?
Is that correct?
Well, he wanted to get off, and I guess he got off.
That was his original question.
You know.
So
he sounded so polite in the beginning. But
okay.
All right. So all right. Now, sex cam for girls. Are you there? Hello? No. Okay, I'm moving him down. Horny. Wait a second. Who's this here? Honey June? Honey June. Okay. Nobody is coming through now. Kwame for 007.
I hear someone breathing.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to Radio Suzy One. Kwame for...
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
How come he can't hear me?
Some problem he has.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I see something that says microphone. Okay, I don't know. You can't hear me?
What do you see?
Can you come over here?
Hello?
I just want to make sure the symbol is... I don't see the... I don't know if I have all the symbols right. There's a little symbol of a microphone that's crossed out here. Is that okay? Test. No, yeah, you can hear me. Okay, oh, I see. So you have to press that thing. Yes, I am being heard. So, Kwame 007, you have the audio problem, not me. Okay, I'm
going out. So.
Okay, Tina Serrano. Tina Serrano, hello.
Hi there, how are you?
Hello. Very good, how are you?
I'm very good. I was just wondering, it's all men saying what they want and just... But how about women?
How about them? Let's talk. Let's talk girl talk right now.
Girl talk.
Very good.
Girl talk.
I think yes. So.
Why are we never allowed, or why do society frown at us when we say we want to get laid? We just want sex. We don't want commitment.
All right.
Great topic.
You know, that's a good question.
It's a terrible double-edged sword.
It's very threatening to society, a loose woman, a woman who just wants pleasure sex.
So I haven't had sex for a few months, so I'm a recycled virgin. I really feel that I am missing out on something.
Yeah,
but I'm not just gonna jump in bed with somebody who drops their pants in front of me.
No,
of course.
But I'm not allowed to say I want to sleep with you.
Well, you're
Why
allowed
you
here.
Like that?
You're allowed to say that here. You're totally allowed.
Oh, thank God.
Where are you located? Where are we talking?
Philippines.
I'm
in the Philippines. Yes.
Well, Philippine culture is kind of conservative. I mean. There's of course some Philippine bars that are pretty wild, but I guess there's also a strong conservative Catholic church culture there, as well as I don't know what culture are you in?
And then there's another thing.
Yeah.
If you remember, I was one of your guests before. I'm Billy, actually. I used to live in Sweden. I'm Filipino, 100% Filipino.
Okay. Yeah,
but
I
I've
do
moved
remember you.
Out of Sweden.
Uh huh.
You've got thousands and thousands, contacts in this show. But
yeah.
Anyways, I bring with me my Filipino culture and the Northern European traditions that I've learned. In the last few decades, let's say 13 years, and I can't even say it. I can't, not even in Sweden. You cannot go to a bar and just go to a guy and say, you know what? I really have the hots for you.
Well,
I really want to take you home. You can't do that.
Well,
no,
it doesn't always work for men either.
You can say it on the internet though.
You can say anything on the internet.
Yeah.
That's one thing. That's what you can do. You can say it on the internet. You just said it.
Double standard.
Double-edged sword.
Yeah, I mean, double standard in real life. So
you think that men can say that?
Men can say that. Men do it, actually. Men go around and ask women all the time. But women, when you ask a man... When you tell a man you're absolutely hot, like there's someone down there in listening, he's so hot, he's from New Zealand, he's absolutely gorgeous, He's just drop dead hot.
Wow.
I can't tell him.
Well, who is he?
He's just so gorgeous.
What's his name?
Ed Said.
Do you have any communication with him? Are you on a friendly speaking level?
Ed?
Yeah. We chat together. We have... But I can't just... Well, I'm doing it now.
Yeah, you are. You're announcing it.
You're liberating yourself.
What is the guy's name?
Ensed.
I'm looking for him. Yes. Is he down in the broadcast? In the Skype cast?
Yes, he's listening.
I don't
what's
see
his, Amadeus.
Amadeus. Oh, I've heard of Amadeus. I think I've spoken to him. Yeah, I don't see him in the Skype cast.
So he knows now. He knows how you feel now.
Well, I think that some guys do like it. It's true that most guys can't handle it, but there are some guys that like an aggressive sexual woman. Some guys, that's what they want. They wish all women would be like that.
Yeah, you can tell me that.
There you go. He likes that.
I like that.
There's a lot of guys that like it. Not the majority in the world, probably. You know, especially we're talking to all these guys tonight about loose women and stuff.
Hmm.
But, you know, so I feel what you're saying, that most guys can't tolerate it. But there are some guys that's what they want.
And then I have this quirk. Or should I say I have this weakness. I do like being spanked. I don't want me to be spanked.
Spanking. Happy Luper Kelly.
It can be hard to ask for that in the bedroom. It can be a difficult topic to bring up. You know, how do you go about saying, hey, would you smack my ass real hard?
And it's so disturbing when the guy looks at you funny if you ask.
It's terrible. It can shatter the entire mood.
Right. Yeah. So... you know, that's true, but I'm glad that you're announcing that you like it, and who knows who you might meet this way. You see, through the internet, you can go on, there's certain sites where you can say, I like spanking, and then you just kind of get that out of the way. So you can...
That's true.
You need to be able to discuss these things openly with the partner that you choose.
What you need to do is join Bonobo Way.
And come chat with me.
And come chat. And
we like spanking community.
Yeah, and we certainly like women that
are
spanking. Open about what they're into sexually.
Absolutely.
And we need women like that, because we have a lot of guys on Bonobo Way that like women like that, that are looking for women who express their sexuality with joy.
I think we have 35 men down and listening. I think we should teach all these men to accept women. And
all
not
right.
frown on women when they say, I really want sex, I don't want to have your kids, I just want to see you
sex.
With your pants down.
Whoa.
And that's it.
Tell it, sister.
Great.
Hey, women.
Yeah. Tell it, sister Tina.
It.
Tina Serrano. You are a preacher. You are good. You are a goddess.
That's... No, I'm really not. You are the one. But I'm off now. I'm going to go down to listening.
Oh, well, okay.
Thank you
then.
For the time.
Good luck. Good luck with your sexual
climax,
prowess.
And now you're done with us.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, we love you. We do. We love women like you. It's amazing.
Boy.
Absolutely.
That was great. I got to write her name down. Tina Serrano.
I don't know about if Eden would like her.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. But, you know, it's funny because they're both Catholic.
Right.
Right. Dawn Eden. She's a born-again virgin. The chaste one. Anyway. Okay. We've still got some people in here.
We are.
Oh, somebody's okay spanking time.
Okay.
Ooh.
Let's talk to okay spanking time. Hello. Okay.
This is Amadeus here. How are you guys?
Oh,
Amadeus!
Whoa, you know, we've been talking about you.
I've been hearing all about it.
Oh, you sound divine.
Let's see how divine.
You don't know
Amadeus.
What divine is, and
ooh, and smooth to boot.
I am impressed already.
I see a picture here, but it's mainly your dog. I mean, he's got a little guitar.
Let me check this out. I want to see him here. Hang on a second.
You're looking pretty good, but I hardly can see you. I'm mostly seeing your dog.
Yeah.
And then I see this big
dressed up as
tsunami wave of some sort. There he is. Can you kind of...
Yeah, with the guitar.
The guitar.
Yeah.
Such a blurry little tiny picture.
Yeah. I want to hear him again. All right, now the dais.
Down there in Wellington.
We're in the news here.
Will you please just...
Yeah, we're in the news here in New Zealand. We were raising money for the SPCA, so I got my dog dressed up as Elvis Presley.
Wow.
All right.
And sang Are You Lonesome Tonight?
Aww.
Ooh.
Well, he looks like he's not lonesome because he's with you. So now back to you and Sister Tina
and spanking
Serrano and spanking. Have you spanked Sister Tina?
No, because she's miles away. I'm here in Dillon.
Right. And did you know that she was so appreciative of your sexiness?
Yes, but I mean, there's only so much you can do, you know, with this, and plus I'm married anyway.
Oh, you're married.
Oh, you're married.
Yeah.
Happily married?
Of course.
Okay,
of course.
Okay.
I mean, everyone
okay.
will say they're happily married anyway.
Well, I don't know that everyone would say that. People have been saying, confessing all sorts of things on this show tonight.
Well, it depends where the wife is.
Yeah.
Yes, well... Yeah, listening to me right now.
Okay.
You're really happily married.
Oh, please just keep talking to me. I'm going to do my muscle exercises. And you can just talk me right through that.
So, spanking.
And which one is... Can you tell me which exercise is that one for me?
Were you not paying attention when we discussed our PC muscle building exercises to increase tightness?
I missed that part.
Oh,
no. Would you like to explain again?
Well, we've already explained that. So you got to explain something else, which is the spanking thing. Because called yourself
Tina,
okay spanking
you've
time.
You've got Tina down there.
There's
Tina.
Okay,
well,
let's move Tina up too. Yeah, you're right. Okay, very good.
Much respect.
Sister Tina, welcome back to Radio Suzy One. We've got Amadeus, Brother Amadeus, who's a married man. But... has a sexy voice.
I don't want to stay with him for the rest of his life. I just want to sleep with him.
You just want to fuck.
Not the rest of your life.
Excuse me for one night. That's
but what about the rest of his wife?
What are we going to do with this man's wife?
Not mine. I'm not going to sleep with his wife.
Right. That's not your affair. That's what for him to worry about. Okay. All right, so what about the spanking stuff? I mean, spanking isn't cheating. You could do some spanking, right?
Yeah, I've got no problem with spanking, but the thing is, I'm a tools man.
Ooh, what kind of tools?
I'm a tools man, so I make things myself, and so it depends. I'd have to maybe make something for
like
a
whip,
occasion,
like a paddle?
Yeah, or even I have a boat, so I've got an oar there.
An oar? That's pretty heavy duty.
This guy is really turning me on with this voice discussing
the
his tools.
You're going to whack her with an oar? Tina.
A little oar.
That's a little oar.
From what I've heard, his cock is the size of an oar. So that's what he's meaning.
Oh. You're going to whack her with
your cock
the size of an oar.
Are you complaining or not?
I don't think that...
I'm not complaining.
Are you complaining that it's too big or too small?
Have you seen it?
That's a very... No, but I was told.
Oh, so you were... Okay, so you were just told.
Yeah, he's English. You have to remember that.
I
thought he was Australian.
No,
are you English?
New Zealand.
New Zealand, right. Okay.
Yeah, talk more.
No, but he's English.
English.
He's English.
English,
yeah,
English
New
Zealander.
No, you're...
So all the English are
original
into spanking.
Come on.
With one implement or another.
Well,
spanking is quite popular.
You don't have to be... You don't have to be English to be into spanking.
No, that's true. I'm an American, and I enjoy it. We all enjoy it.
You try, Have you tried with an oar?
Tried what?
No. Starting with an oar.
I have not tried an oar. However, I do have a rather large kitchen implement, like a pizza. What is that? Spatula?
It's for tortillas.
Big spatula for tortillas that I have used in spanking, and it's quite effective. It's not quite as big as an oar, though, like for
and
a canoe.
It's handmade.
But it's nice. It's wooden, and it's flat, and
well,
it packs a wallop. I wouldn't
I've
use it on myself. Three different sizes of oar.
Yeah. I've got one for kayaking. I've got a kayak paddle that's got a nice shape to it.
A kayak paddle.
Hmm.
Maybe that's okay.
All right.
I was thinking of a wooden oar, but maybe what is it made out of, the kayak paddle?
It's carbon fiber, so it's got a nice whip to it.
Okay. So the whole oar thing is starting to sound a little more palatable.
Yeah, and then I've got a rowing oar, which is a heavy, juicy wooden one from an old boat. And then I've got an inflatable boat one, which has got a plastic one, which is a lightweight one. That could be more...
That would make a nice sound.
Yeah, lightweight could be good and smackable.
What do you think, Tina? Tina? What happened to Sister Tina?
I don't know. Tina, are you there?
Oops. Somebody just interrupted me on Skype.
Tina.
I don't know. Oh, call ended.
Oh.
Do we still have our Amadeus?
You know what?
Is he gone?
I think our show ended.
Yeah.
It was 2 hours, and we're at 2 hours.
It's an hour and 35.
Or what did we do? It says call ended. I didn't do it.
Is that what happened?
All right. It happens. We're going to have to, we had to end anyway. We could have kept going.
I would have loved to keep going.
Well, maybe we can go back in. Wait a second.
Let's do that.
Let's see if we can go back in with these people. All right, guys. Incoming call. What the hell? No, I think we're now being evicted.
Don't you have a two-hour limit?
No. It's just this happens.
This happens with Skype. Skype is temperamental.
Oh, it's such a pain.
So, listen, everybody, if we can't get back in, and I don't think we can get back in, we will be back again Monday night. We're going to take off Sunday because, that's the day we pray and play with ourselves. But we will be back Monday and Tuesday and, maybe some other days at 11 p.m. Pacific time.
We're not on right now.
I don't know.
One of my friends is listening. Yeah. We're not on right now.
We're not on.
No.
Okay. We have been disconnected, all right? So
trying to get back in.
We'll just say goodnight. Should we say goodnight? Because we should end the show.
Don't you want to wrap it up?
We're going to wrap it up. So I will say...
Where's Sarah?
Thank you. Where's Sarah? Sarah, are you around? Sarah, are you there?
History.
No, Sarah. Sarah's just flitting around the speakeasy. All right, well, it's been a very interesting show tonight from Jacksonville to Saudi Arabia to the Philippines and New Zealand.
I hear it trying.
Yeah.
And we're going to be back with more of the same. The show's really an hour, and we went longer than an hour. So we should feel that we have done our duty by our...
We just ended so abruptly.
I know. I feel bad about the couple.
Getting me off.
Yeah, I know.
He was fantastic.
He was hot, the spanking and all that. But, that a little tease, there's nothing wrong with a little tease. And we will be back again with more spanking and PC muscle exercises.
I'll be practicing mine.
And all kinds of fun and games. But for now, I want you to be good, be happy, try not to hurt anybody, including yourself. And make like the bonobos, not the baboons. Make love, not war. Join us on bonoboway.com. And make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
From Los Angeles, California, you've been listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web, broadcasting from our house to your house. Thank you so much for having us, and hopefully you'll join us again. If you missed any portion of the show or any of the shows, you can go to drsusanblock.com and go into the archive area, and you can listen to a year of broadcasts, and this broadcast will be on within the next few days. From our house to your house, thank you so much for having us, and we'll talk to you again. In the meantime, if you are listening on the site, then you can listen to the show, and I'm going to bring you back to the broadcast show.
Please, can the girls please encourage him to take more off of the shirt? He's got too many clothes on. He's got too much clothing on.
Honey, take your clothes off. Take your shirt off. Yeah, this robing is pretty awesome.